Did the first patient get infected and very sick? They were able to transmit it human to human. That's never been seen before.
Professor Richard Muller of UC Berkeley says American experts were relying on Chinese evidence to base their dismissal of a lab leak theory.
The Chinese said that they had found that it had jumped from bats to humans in that laboratory. A paper had been published by the Chinese showing the genome. The genome that they showed didn't show the complete genome, left off the critical part. What we call the double zig.
The double zig will give investigators another ability to see if the virus was made in a lab or created naturally.
Chick-fil-A sauce is reportedly the reason for a Kansas grocery store worker being attacked. Reports say James Hirsch got into an altercation with a Wichita Dillon's worker because the store had the sauce available. There's a shortage of the sauce at the fast food chain because of pandemic-related issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tonight, it's going to be muggy, warm night again, 70s, low 80s throughout the day tomorrow. Shower and thunderstorm activity may build midday and afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy. Cloudy at times, the highs of near 90 to low 90s. Heat index again jumping up there close to 100. Shower chances minimal Thursday, next to none, only isolated with low 90s. Sunny, mostly dry and hot Friday. More of the same Saturday, mostly Sunday too. Each day's highs 90 to low 90s.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway. Open 24 hours a day. The place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall. God is in the workplace. And everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, here we go. Another edition of the Something to Say radio show. No Mike Hinson, but we do have Tony Peppers, who's in the studio, and I'm at home. How about that?
Sounds great.
Well, I finally got everything that I needed to try to do this from home. So let's see if this works.
Well, you sound great.
Well, that's good. That's good, because it's only taken me, I don't know, about a year to get everything right that I needed to get right. So.
Well, hey, man, you're living the dream. I wish I had a studio at home.
Well, not so much a studio, but a coffee table and a TV tray that has a mixing board on it and laptop on my coffee table. So I guess it's a studio. We'll call it a studio.
Hey, man, sounds like you're living the dream.
Yeah, and my dog Echo is laying here next to me. He's participating, I guess.
You're telling me you get to work with your best friend? That's awesome.
I know, right? So let's talk about the biggest news that happened in the world of wrestling this in the last week. And the WWE releases six more performers this in the last week.
Yeah, this one was really confusing. I just don't get the reasoning behind some of it, and just raises a lot of questions for me. But how are you going to drop Braun Strowman and Aleister Black and Ruby Riott?
Mm-hmm.
It's just confusing.
Well, and especially with Aleister Black, who they just kind of repackaged and
less
just
than a
started
month.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, and you started was going to start a program with Big E, and then
left
they
him hanging.
Yeah, then they give him the walking papers. Also, it is from what I was reading about Braun Strowman, it was because they feel like they have enough quote unquote giants. And they don't need him because he makes too much money. He was making $1.2 million a year, which is pretty darn good for Braun Strowman, and it was fully guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, I get the rationale. I want to know what Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre's contracts look like and if those got reworked, because when you hear giants, I think of those two, and I think of Roman Reigns. I guess I see the rationale behind getting rid of Braun Strowman, but not really, because he is a giant, but he's also a monster. If they ever need him to play a heel, he does that perfectly. If they ever need to make someone who's like, you can't bring him down, that's Braun Strowman right there. He's played that role plenty of times. He's done it at Royal Rumble. He's done it at Money in the Bank. And it's a good niche role to have. I mean, especially with like someone like Big Show gone, who has been a staple for the program for so long. You need someone like Braun Strowman to play that role, because honestly, I would rather Braun Strowman than Big Show any day of the week. It's just confusing.
Yeah, and that's actually what I was getting ready to say. Like, he has the versatility of like Big Show. How many times did Big Show flip-flop from being a face to a heel, you know, and vice versa? I mean, it had to be, I think he probably did it more than anybody in their career. But it doesn't, and the whole thing is under the, and I say this with peace and love, it's all under the guise of trying to save money under these conditions of the pandemic. But here's the catch, is that WWE made more money during the pandemic in 2020 than it's ever made before in the history of WWE. So is it really that? I don't know.
Well, there are some ways you can look at that, because statistics can just be a statistic. I mean, sure, they did make more money than they've ever made, but did they also have more costs than they've ever had? I don't know what their budget and their expenses look like, but I don't know. A lot of people, a lot of businesses lost a lot of money during the pandemic, and I wouldn't be surprised with WWE being the same. I'm sure there's a lot of other money that doesn't really show up as money that kind of helps keep things afloat, and having to compensate for that kind of it gets a little tricky. I don't know. I wonder what is really going on, though, because it could either be they're losing money or they're saving money to prepare for something, and I can't really think of many worthwhile things that would be worth it, except for like maybe absorbing another company to keep them afloat, and I don't think they're in a position to try going for anyone, especially not something like AEW, which I think would be right on their scope.
Yeah, I don't think that AEW is willing to sell to anybody, because I think they're doing really well.
Absolutely.
I could see like maybe NWA or maybe even Impact Wrestling, but I don't know. And I mean, the rumors have been circulating also that maybe Vince is getting ready to sell the company, so they're trying to make it lean and mean. But you know, in the grand scheme of things, I don't see where this is a benefit. Now, granted, I say this, I guess it could go both ways, where, well, we don't have enough time to
spotlight all these people. The problem is that you're just spotlighting the same people and you're not really giving opportunities to anybody else.
Yes, and I was kind of hoping that this discussion would happen at the end of the show. It's great that it's happening at the start because we're going to be able to circle back to this, but I really wanted to talk about everything that has happened in the WWE and then bring up how it's still the same stuff, and we have these main events coming up, and even though there are some very worthwhile plot progressions for some people, it's just the same.
Exactly. It's really disappointing. Like, and we'll talk about Raw whenever after the break's over with. But even watching that, like, that was just I say it almost every week. It's so hard to get through it. I end up skipping through some of it because it's just boring. And you know, again, I guess it goes back to their creative that. Man, what are you guys writing? It's just regurgitation after regurgitation. On Raw, the most interesting thing, and I guess we should wait, but, you know, is your guys, RK-Bro, and that's okay. It's nothing that – it's not like, oh, my gosh, I have to tune in this week to see what RK-Bro's doing.
Yeah, like, sugar is sugar.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about last night's Monday Night Raw. All right. You're listening to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, and we'll be back right after this.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Brought to you by the Saint Rock Market, a local food hall featuring 12 unique food and beverage entrepreneurs serving globally inspired meals from barbecue platters to Mediterranean cuisine. Located at 2381 St. Claude Avenue, the Saint Rock Market is open every day of the week for breakfast, lunch, dinner, coffee, and cocktails. We offer online ordering, curbside pickup, and both indoor and patio dining. Learn more at saintrockmarket.com.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Let them fall, turn them over.
Hey, you're listening to the Something to Say radio show. This is Tony. We're looking for BJ. We don't know where he's at. He's probably fighting the writing team for WWE, because before the break we were talking about how stale everything is kind of getting. Last week, the WWE released a lot of talent, some bigger names, and over the break, me and BJ were talking about how it's kind of just resulting in there just not being a very stacked roster with the WWE, and it's getting kind of hard to get through episodes. It's a lot of the same matches. I was hoping to talk about Raw with BJ and get some of his takes on what was worthwhile, because it's looking like they're introducing some more people. Ricochet versus Humberto Carrillo. It's a cool fight, I guess. It was pretty entertaining. They're both very talented, but there's just not enough really to go on. They're both faces. There's not really any conflict that makes the match worthwhile. But what I am mostly excited for is RK-Bro. We're seeing a little bit more of Randy Orton kind of just being himself and not really engaging with his teammate like he did kind of when they first started. You didn't really see him getting along with Riddle, even though Riddle was very arguably overzealous about having a new teammate. On his fight with Kofi Kingston this Monday, Randy Orton kind of just chilled out in the back for a while Xavier Woods was definitely out there just to support his dude Kofi. You love to see it. I love a good teamwork. If you guys are listening and you would like to get involved, I don't know how many of our listeners watch wrestling. I know a lot of them like to get into conflicts and argue, but don't know how many watch it on TV. But you can give us a call, 504-556-9696.
This isn't Ringside with the Politics?
No, it is not. But Sean, do you watch wrestling?
It's been a minute. When I mean a minute, it's probably like more like a decade or longer. But it feels like the problems they're having is stuff that they didn't have back when, I don't say it's heyday, but like when we were growing up, when we were watching, where it's like you had new guys come in. Mm-hmm. Even some were good and they turned out to be big stars, and some were just like flash in the pants, like, okay, whatever. Like, they even, like,
who is your favorite?
Built these promos of like these guys, like, hey, this dude's coming. It's like, we know you've never heard of him, but he's coming. Like, I remember a goofy one was for WCW, Glacier.
Yeah.
That's dope. He looked cool.
Yeah.
Like, I remember with Goldberg when he was Bill Goldberg.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He was indomitable.
Yeah, and then they turned him into like the star. It's like, it was like one of the first times where when someone won the title, like, all the other wrestlers came out to, like, congratulate him, and they had, like, this kumbaya, and it was so, I guess, unheard of.
When was the last time you looked at Glacier? Like, you saw a picture of Glacier.
Oh, it's still just what I saw in my brain.
And in your brain, do you see a football player in the locker room trying to be Sub-Zero?
Yeah, those are the vibes I got. Like, absolutely. Sub-Zero, Mortal Kombat, like, ninja.
I had to Google his costume to make sure it wasn't a fever dream.
And didn't he had white eyes too, like, yeah, there was contacts in. Yeah. I think.
Oh,
I want to go Google search right
icy
now.
Icy white. It's bad. It's
and I think
bad.
They did the even promos for him. Like, you say you're waiting during the commercial break, and they had this like 15-second promo of him, and they're like panning up and down these shots from like his feet to his arms and his face, and then they pan out in this big thing. It's like, oh, cool, Glacier. Wow, that guy looks like cool, man. He might kick ass
cool.
Here.
Yeah, he's very cool.
And that was clearly not the case. Like, I think he fought maybe twice, and then he was done.
Well, he looked cool doing it.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about, baby.
Right, yeah. At least if you can look cool doing it, look cool getting your butt kicked.
Yeah, right. But, hey, I mean, you could be a stuntman, or you could be a wrestler. A wrestler is just a stuntman who has a story arc.
I think I might want the stuntman.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, maybe.
I feel like you might be working too hard as a wrestler.
Yeah,
you ever watch... I mean, there's still, like, the... You know, the pros and cons there, because stuntman, it's like you can get hurt.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Like, for serious hurt. Yeah.
You ever see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yes.
Yeah. You ever? You think how many stuntmen do you think really live like Brad Pitt?
Zero.
Zero. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anyone's really.
It's actually a sport I follow. Not to change subjects, but one of the guys in there, it was a low level, like a race car driver, but his real profession was he was a stunt driver. He was a stunt man.
That's very cool.
But it's funny. He was like the boringest dude, like very monotone. It's like, yeah, I do this, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's a living. And
mm-hmm. Well, kind of to circle back, what is your opinion, Sean, on wrestlers who decide to step into acting?
I think that's also a slippery slope. I mean, though, if you look back at like The Rock's early stuff, it was cheesy. I mean, if it's like, hey, it's work, they're probably throwing all that money at you. And the stuff that he's doing now, some of it's not like great work. Like, will The Rock have an Oscar when it's all said and done? Probably.
Well, you see, The Rock is smart. The Rock is very smart.
Now he's able to be selective. That's the thing.
Well, the movies he's in, he doesn't have to really work a lot. Yeah. He just has to learn some lines, look ripped, which he always does.
Yeah,
but the thing is those movies, those are 85% green screen. It's all CGI. You think he's really driving cars through buildings and stuff and fighting King Kong?
Yeah. I do.
That's the easy job.
He's supposed to be the Superman dog.
Oh, I think we have BJ.
Yeah, BJ's back.
Am I back?
Can you hear me? Hey.
All right. That's what you get. That's what I get for fiddling with stuff, huh? I tell people all the time not to do that.
Well, hey, look at that. I'm the worst at taking my own advice as well. But hey, welcome back. So while you were gone, I was hoping to talk to you about Raw. Instead, me and Sean kind of just reminisced about some iconic former wrestlers.
Like Glacier. I was listening.
Surprised y'all were going to remember Glacier. I was surprised. I was deep for me, but it's like kudos to you two.
A great value Sub-Zero.
So let's talk real quick because I know we only have a few minutes. Let's talk about what was your overall take on Monday Night Raw?
Monday Night Raw. All right. So the most interesting thing, I think, was definitely the Alexa Bliss development, which wasn't even a match. It wasn't even a match. But I think it's a little interesting seeing that, you know, at least something is going on because her just chilling out was a little boring. And I think this whole segment itself was very refreshing. It was very entertaining.
Yeah, it just depends on where they're going to go with it. Mm-hmm. I did have a bit of a flashback or PTSD, really, from when that whole mirror segment, you know, the part where she was looking in the mirror and Lily was there. And it reminded me of Monday Nitro whenever the Warrior showed up and was in the mirror when Hollywood Hogan was looking at it.
Oh, my God.
So I did kind of have that, like, oh, no, please don't do this. But, you know, it's... If they're going to go with the supernatural thing, that's cool, but I hope that they can write their way through it. You know what I mean? And I know I did hear you say that maybe I was off fighting WWE, that you thought I was maybe out fighting WWE creative team. But, I just hope it works. But everything else was just, I mean, when you're running the New Day out there twice and some of these guys out there twice in a show, but yeah, you again going back to what we just talked about. You're firing people. There's something's not jiving. So I do believe SmackDown was way better, and we can talk about SmackDown when we come back. But yeah, I just hope that they can write their way through all this. So that's my take. So we can take another break and get some news, and we'll come back and we'll talk SmackDown and we'll talk some AEW also. The curse, just like the
strain. Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is...
Raisins. Raisins are ultra-ripe red grapes. As you know, they remain on the vine until wrinkled and intensely sweet. The same effect comes from picking the grapes and letting them ripen in open baskets. Raisins are very good for you, but not everyone likes them. Here in New Orleans, at least by adults, there are more raisins eaten in bread pudding than any other way. The most interesting use of raisins we've ever heard was a game played in England a century ago. You put raisins in a bowl of brandy and ignite them in a darkened room. The game was to reach into the flames and pluck out the raisins, then eat them. They'd still be on fire, but as soon as you closed your mouth, the flames would be extinguished. We don't recommend this game.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegian Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. A bill that would have banned drivers from handling their cell phones while behind the wheel failed by one vote in the Senate. The House-approved measure needed 20 votes to pass in the upper chamber, but it received 19. Bossier City Senator Barrow Peacock says the legislation is too much of an infringement on personal freedoms.
I'm all for people not texting and doing, but this is just answering the phone call with your phone is going to be a violation of state law.
A bill to allow social media users in the state to sue platforms like Twitter and Facebook if they are blocked for political or religious speech is dead this legislative session. Republican Monroe Senator Jay Morris asked for the bill to be heard in the House Civil Law Committee and was shocked when it was not placed on the calendar. He then went to the Speaker and the bill was transferred to House Commerce.
I had to go and ask for a hearing on that, and eventually I got a hearing right at the end of session, and lo and behold, a quorum did not show up.
The session ends on Thursday. LRN.
This is for those who always show they care, who told their kids everyone 12 and older is eligible for a COVID vaccine, those who explained to their cousins that vaccines prevent nearly 100% of hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19. This is for the ones protecting those they love. Thank you.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Take 30 seconds to save thousands. Go to lacontractor.org and take 30 seconds to make sure the person or company who wants to work on your home or business is licensed by the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. Always ask for references and protect yourself by choosing one of the many great licensed contractors in your area. Go to lacontractor.org or get our free mobile app, LA Contractor, in your app store. And take 30 seconds to save thousands.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLG HL3C. I'm very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients in the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696. So that we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
All right, welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and, of course, streaming live on WGSO.com.
All right, so Tony, SmackDown was going head-to-head this week with AEW Dynamite because of Dynamite got moved because of the NBA. So let's talk about SmackDown first, and then we can talk about AEW because we didn't do a show last week. Want to talk about Double or Nothing, and then the follow up on Dynamite the last Friday night. But let's start with SmackDown, and what were your thoughts on it?
Well, like we mentioned earlier, I think SmackDown was leaps and bounds better than Raw. I think that. But similar to Raw, I think there was a little bit of staleness with repeating matches. I thought about this over the break. So we saw repeat matches on Raw with the New Day, and we saw repeat matches on SmackDown with the Usos versus Mysterios. And I wonder if that has anything to do with the cuts of Strowman and Aleister Black. I wonder if they had matches slotted up and they just weren't able to fill. I don't know, just a guess. But I will say that the Usos-Mysterios little beef that they had was actually a little interesting, you know, because I was very curious as to how they were going to progress their storyline with Roman Reigns and kind of let that beef continue, because obviously Jey Uso is not going to fight Roman Reigns. They're not going to have a match, and Jimmy versus Roman Reigns would be boring. We know how that would end, and you don't want to see that. So it's cool watching how they're using a third party to progress a conflict with another party. And I think that's a little bit interesting writing. It's a shame that most of the good writing is going into this one storyline. But hey, whatever. Right. I'm going to take what I can get, you know. That being said, I do also appreciate that. It gives Dominic Mysterio kind of a little bit of room to show that, hey, I'm not just a gimmick. I'm not just a prop for my dad to throw in the ring and get beat up on.
Well, yeah, and he did get the beat down this last week whenever it came at the end of the show with Roman Reigns essentially getting upset over the Usos not coming out on top. Well, it didn't even end. I mean, they got disqualified, but they were on the downside of the match at that particular moment. But then Roman came out and then just beat the hell out of the Mysterios, which from what I'm understanding is setting up Rey versus Roman Reigns at Hell in a Cell, which I don't know. I mean, that I guess could be all right, but it kind of like it's already been done with Rey Mysterio. Like if you think back in the 2000s when he had his feud with Batista, and Batista, you know, he hurt him, quote unquote, and put him on a stretcher, and then Batista picked him up on the stretcher and beat him into the the post.
Yeah,
It's gonna be that same type of thing. Like, there's no way.
Gonna happen. He's gonna get ragdolled.
Exactly, and then it just makes Roman more hated, look stronger, and then we can continue on until whatever it is the pot of gold is at the end of this rainbow. But I agree with you. This is the best writing, hands down, that they have going, and it's so much so that even CM Punk had to chime in the last couple of days and give kudos. But he was right with what he said about, you know, it's a shame it took you guys 10 years to figure this out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. Entirely. But speaking of Hell in a Cell coming up, there was a match that I saw on SmackDown that I think is a very interesting storyline, kind of. And I think it's just two wrestlers really getting their roses. And I would love to see a Hell in a Cell matchup. And that is Bayley and Bianca Belair. I just enjoy watching both of them wrestle. And I'm just thankful that they're doing it with each other because it's entertaining.
It really is. I think Bianca is a fantastic athlete. Her on the microphone, it needs a little work, but she'll get there. And with Bailey's grown leaps and bounds on the microphone. So her being able to hold her own and be that antagonist, I think it works really, really well. And of course, she can. You know, Bailey's great. Her in-ring ability is wonderful. So when those two do get in the ring, and I hope you're right, I hope it is them in the actual Hell in a Cell, because I think it'll be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I agree that Bayley has gone leaps and bounds. She's annoying sometimes, but she's like the cool, annoying person. Like, I could put up with her. She's definitely very entertaining. And I'd agree as well with Bianca Belair just needing a little bit more on the mic. But if they just get some good writing, this could be a very interesting women's storyline. Because, I mean, with the cuts and releases that they just did, there's not many women there. I can count them on past my fingers, but I don't know if I can get all my toes in there, too.
No, there really isn't. And it also, one of the people that we didn't mention that got released was, well, you mentioned her, I'm sorry, Ruby Riott. I feel like that woman was so underused. Yep. She can go in the ring, and she's not bad on the microphone.
Yeah, she doesn't suck.
I think she's one of the types that will go, and more than likely, to AEW, and she will be huge there.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. Wherever she goes next, and the same with like all these talents. I mean, Braun Strowman said he was going to retire after the WWE, but I don't know now after the way that went. I don't know if that's true anymore. I don't know if he's like, well, maybe I got one more. I mean, who knows? One last ride. But
exactly,
no, literally so much wasted talent with these releases. I just don't understand. The WWE had so much promise with so many of these names, and now they're just off floating in the wind, and whoever gets them next better cherish what they get, because all these people that they just dropped have the potential to really be a big name, and I hope they get their roses.
I hope so too. And the people that should be afraid is the people in NXT. If I was in NXT right now, I'd be like, hell no, I don't want to be called up to the main rosters. Let me stay here with Triple H and
where
I'm utilized. Exactly. Because you go to the main roster and you're not, you know, if Vince can't figure out what to do with you, which, bless his heart, I feel like he doesn't know what to do with a lot of these performers anymore. You're not going to be around. You know, you'll be in AEW or in Impact or Ring of Honor, or you'll just be somewhere else.
Well, we talk about all these people on the station talk about all these old politicians and how forgetful they are. But Vince McMahon is the same age. Have we ever considered that we have this short roster because it's all he can remember?
It's a very valid point.
Is it still like his way or the highway?
He just thinks about Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre. Oh, and then there's Randy Orton. Well, I remember Randy Orton.
Well, we know Vince McMahon loves big, muscly men, so.
That's true. That's true. And I've also heard some rumors, you know, about we were talking a few weeks ago about Cena dropping some cryptic messages on Twitter that maybe his return is to face Roman Reigns at SummerSlam.
Okay, yeah, and that thought has also crossed my mind because when I was thinking about the budget cuts and what they could be up to, I was thinking about some of the returns that might be happening. Well, we know are going to be happening, like Becky Lynch. How much salary do you need to fit Becky Lynch in there? Like, how many people do you cut to compensate the cost of Becky Lynch? Not that, maybe two low grade performers. Maybe I don't really see where all that money comes from with her. Then I think about other things. I think about John Cena coming back, who already said he'll be back, but in a much smaller capacity. I don't see him being much except like a pay-per-view main event returner, like The Rock in some of his late 2000s, early 2010s returns. But I also think about The Rock coming back. Or, you know, a big name like Brock Lesnar. I don't really know why Brock Lesnar would come back now except for a paycheck. But I think of John Cena and The Rock and Becky Lynch. And aside from Becky Lynch, these are just one and dones or spontaneous uses. They're not sustainable. It's not. You could put so much more money in your writing department. You could put so much more money in like Shinsuke Nakamura. You could put so much money in so many places. I just don't. They've got to be prepping something with like a big sell or buy coming up.
Well, and they just announced also that SummerSlam is going to be at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, where the Raiders play. That's an awful big place. That's normally the size of a place that you would hold WrestleMania. And so now, if you're going to draw and you're going to fill that place, you better come up with something better than the, you know, AJ and I forgot what that colossal or whatever the hell his name is, you know, making horrible jokes and trying to get some heat. It just, I don't know. There's got to be a lot more to it. And you're going to need John Cena. You're going to need Becky Lynch. Hell, you're probably going to need Brock Lesnar if you're wanting to fill, you know, an 80,000 seat stadium.
You know what they need?
What's that?
Zombies.
Exactly.
Go get some movie stars exactly. Or rappers.
On that, let's
again.
Take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about AEW. And I think their last pay-per-view, All or Nothing or Double or Nothing, was fantastic. But we'll get into that whenever we come back. So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM.
Our lines clear and loud, but the cue never came and the lights they never went down. So we're passing the time while time passes us. The fast lanes a term never applied to us. About a time to my name or a prayer in the world. I'll walk out the door. Destination anywhere but here. Away from you, now I'm on my hip.
My name is Eric Schein, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 a.m.
This is Roland Creason from Nolatown Bible Study. Let's get back to Bible study.
Tuesdays at 7 p.m.
here on WGSO 990 AM.
You ever have a legal question and wonder if your brother-in-law was really the person you should be asking? Well, I've got good news for you. There's a new show co-hosted by me, Big John Mason, and fellow Louisiana licensed attorney Richard Wolf. Ask a Louisiana Lawyer every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on WGSO, broadcasting live from New Orleans, where you can call and ask your legal question without having to pay a dime.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Effie Chason with Revolution Realty. I know that buying a home, whether it's your first or fifth time, can be a bit stressful. Let my experience and knowledge make home buying or selling a joyful and memorable experience for years to come. Revolution Realty, now with three locations to serve you, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Go to RealtyRevolutionNola.com or contact us at 504-309-7224. Come on and join the movement.
The wait is over. Morning Call is back. Come visit us at our beautiful new location at the corner of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue. Enjoy our spacious outdoor patio or come on in and savor the unique ambiance. Delight your taste buds with our hand-rolled sourdough beignets, our delicious French drip dark roast coffee and chicory, or sample one of our other local offerings. For over 151 years, Morning Call has been patronized by tourists and notables the world over.
Find special champagne and sparkling wines at Bubbles at Brennan's, a beloved happy hour tradition at the only pink, or shall we say rosé, building in the French Quarter. Brennan's celebratory roost bar gets popping weekdays from 2 to 7 p.m. with a revolving selection of delicious, deeply discounted bottles of bubbly from our fabled wine cellar, alongside sparkling cocktails and decadent bar bites. Weekends begin sharply at 5 p.m. on Fridays with ceremonial French sabring in the Brennan Spectacular Courtyard, 417 Royal Street in the French Quarter. They have the power.
We have the numbers now. All right, we're back with the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And we alluded to it before the break, but I'm going to tell you what, the AEW pay-per-view last weekend, or I should say the weekend, a week ago last Sunday, was just fantastic. It reminded me of what pay-per-views used to be like. And when it was an actual true pay-per-view also, you had to, you know, you had to pay for it. But most people did. I'll say that. most people have to.
4 out of 5 doctors.
That's right. But I'm telling you, like, the really, and it's crazy, but from start to finish, it was just really, really good. The Young Bucks kicked it off, putting their AEW Tag Team Championship on the line against Jon Moxley and Eddie Kingston. It was great for two different styles that both of those teams have, where Moxley and Kingston are really just like bar fighters. Mm-hmm. And then you have the Young Bucks, who are all about, really, they're all about high spots.
They're super kick after super kick.
Yeah,
they're definitely one of the more dynamic duos that I've seen, especially in AEW. They're one of my favorite duos so far. And it was a really good match. And I got to say, it's really rare that you look at a lineup or a ticket on paper and go, wow, those all look like really good matches. And it turns out that, wow, these are all really good matches.
Right.
This was definitely no exception. I'm glad the Young Bucks took it over. I just love their vibe. It's so throwback and it's all retro. And that's what wrestling, or what got me into wrestling, because I loved watching the Hardys, who, you know, love those high spots, love jumping, love the frog splashes. So it's really cool to see someone have like that same kind of a extravagance, I think is the word I'm looking for in the ring.
Yeah. And that match had a ton of false finishes, and they even it made sense where you know they you know it took so much to take out Jon Moxley at the end for the Young Bucks to retain, and it you know give it's going to give him a little time off because he's going to be a daddy here in the next month or next few weeks, I believe. So open the door for him to take some time off. And truthfully, I would say the lowest rated match I could give for the whole pay-per-view was the Casino Battle Royal, because battle royals are battle royals, and it just
it's sugar is sugar.
Exactly.
But I would agree with you.
I wanted to talk also about the 61-year-old man named Sting.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, for him taking some of those bumps at his age, especially after he was told by WWE he would never wrestle again, it was pretty good. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to revolve around him because, again, he's 61 years old. He's not going to be able to be in the ring for 30, 40 minutes. But he was used correctly, and he still looked good. And it's, you know, I mean, he's one of the greatest of all time, obviously. So he knows how to get the job done. But with him and Darby Allin, it was great. Just overall, such a good match. Miro versus Lance Archer, which, you know, those two big guys, you would think it would have, you know, it would have been boring. But I think that was a great match, too.
Oh, absolutely. And I didn't know you were going to move on so quickly. I wanted to kind of just comment on that Sting match.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it was really great, especially because, like you said, Sting is so old, but he just keeps it going. And that's a testament, because you think of, like, a lot of these other older wrestlers, and you just don't see it. Ric Flair, I don't see him ever returning. And I think he's older than Sting, but whatever.
Yeah, he's in the 70s.
Yeah, but I just think of, like, some of these older wrestlers, and you just don't really see them coming back if they're that old. Like, we have, like, Chris Jericho, who's around, but he's younger. Jeff Hardy, still younger. Rey Mysterio is still younger. But, like, even Triple H, Triple H could probably definitely still wrestle, but I don't see people really stepping in or getting involved at the same level that Sting could. And even if Triple H did get back in, I think that man, like, the way he's been beefed up in his life, I don't think that his body could handle a lot of high-intensity stuff again.
No, I think you're right.
I think it would be very tragic. But that being said, with Sting still getting in the ring, I love to see this passing of the torch that's going on with him and Darby Allin, because Darby Allin, I think, is one of the best current wrestlers right now, and I love to see him get his shine.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there was even that one of the spots in that match where I'm trying to think who it was. I think it was Ethan Page, which Darby Allin has a lot of history with from the indie scene. Ethan Page just picking him up and throwing him not outside of the ring, but completely over the barricades and into the crowd, had to have been at least 10 to 12 feet, I would think.
And that's why I love Darby Allin, because he's so about it. Like, if you give him a stunt, he's going to like be like, okay, but I'm here for it. Can you actually do this extra? I don't think that man really has fear.
No, I don't think so either.
And I love it.
Especially some of the bumps that he's been taking recently, like getting thrown down a flight of stairs at the Jaguar Stadium is what it, you know, that's where they've been holding their, Dynamite and their pay-per-views, which, by the way, they did in front of a full crowd for the last few weeks. And that crowd also, I think, made the event even better, because the crowd was just super white hot. They were into everything that was going on, and that makes such a big difference.
Absolutely. It provides a whole other dimension to the entire production, and it just can't be replicated no matter how big your video wall is. But right. You know, thinking about it now with this Darby Allin and talking about like the dedication to stunts, I think that's kind of what separates the AEW from the WWE, is you see it in the talent. You see it where the focus is like the passion. Darby Allin and Sting, you will see them taking it to the next level. Cody Rhodes, who also had a fantastic match, he is so great. There is no such thing as a bad Cody Rhodes match. It just doesn't exist. Chris Jericho, there's not many bad Chris Jericho matches, and you see it in the passion. You don't see them pulling the Bobby Lashley and going, "Nah, I need more women. I need a harem." And you just see it in where the focus goes, and I think that's what separates it.
Yeah, and I know we're running short on time, but also the AEW Championship triple threat match with Kenny Omega, Pac, and Orange Cassidy, which I would have never have thought
never
would have been as good as what that was, but it was fantastic. Fantastic.
Absolutely.
And go ahead.
Oh, no, I thought it was a good match too. Never would I think about the first time I saw Orange Cassidy, and I think about now. Right. Never, ever, ever in my life would I have expected to see the man with his hands in his pockets schooling people getting a shot like this. But, you know, I love it. Yeah. Kenny Omega, high-quality talent. Great match. I know we're running short.
Yeah, and just real quick before we go, and everything wrapped up with the Pinnacle versus the Inner Circle, which was, I mean, it was just entertaining. That's all it was. And it was fun, and even Urban Meyer got involved in it. So, I mean, how can you go wrong? But the bigger news coming out of it is Andrade showing up on Dynamite last week. Ooh-hoo. And Mark Henry. So big stay signings. Tuned. We'll have to talk more later about it. So we'll get out of here and play Gloria.
For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music, combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.